Proclamation number 8186 of 26th of May, 1962. Requirement of power in the end time. And in these last days you will have to make special use of my gifts of grace, for you are weak and need much strength which, however, I will constantly let flow to you if only you want to accept it, if only you accept it from my hands as an extraordinary gift of my love which wants to help you because you are in great need. I know about every individual person's weakness and his inability to cope with the demands made on him out of his own strength. Yet with my strength he will succeed in mastering even the most difficult situation, for if he makes use of my strength then all weakness will have left him, then he will have the strength to overcome everything and emerge victoriously from all adversity. But he will come into adversity where he sometimes needs strength and shall request it, because I will not leave him without help if only he sincerely appeals to me for the granting of strength. In the end time it will often be difficult to keep faith in my help and to trustingly come to me in every adversity, for the end time belongs to my adversary and he truly makes good use of it by letting people get into all kinds of distress where they shall become hopeless because he wants them not to find the path to me. But if they take the path to me they will also be assured of all kinds of help, for I will not leave anyone in adversity of body or soul who trustingly turns to me and appeals to me for the supply of strength to remedy all hardship with my help. My adversary wants to prevent this, and therefore he will press you more and more and also let you fall into states of weakness where you believe that you cannot get out of it anymore, and then you will become despondent and discouraged. But you should always be certain that you, as my servants, can turn to your Father at any time, who will always provide you with everything you need for body and soul. For it is precisely as laborers in his vineyard that the adversary wants to make you unfit, because then the Redeemer's work will suffer a loss, which he only strives to achieve in order not to lose any of his followers. And always remember this and resist him by taking your path to me from where help always comes to you. And I will truly reward you for your loyalty and perseverance, and you will visibly experience my help, you will feel that I myself am present to you and bless you, my servants, every hour you are active for me. And it shall be a spiritual and earthly blessing for you if only you trustingly submit your needs to me. For who else could remedy them if not Roman 1, your God and Father of eternity, who is unsurpassable in his love, wisdom and might? And I will always prove this love, wisdom and power of mine to you so that your faith will be strengthened and you will no longer fear any oppression from my adversary. What seems impossible I want to make possible, and where human strength comes to an end my strength only begins to work. And thus I reward you for your loyalty and devotion to me if only you always serve me according to my will, if you don't let your vineyard work be held back by the one who is my adversary and who opposes me with his resistance and also wants to transfer it to you in order to prevent you from receiving and distributing light to people whom he has plunged into darkness and who need a light from me in order to find their way back to me again. But he shall not succeed in this, for I know that your will is strong and that you want to serve me with your love. And such labors of love will truly not be unsuccessful and he will lose followers, but I will gain souls and they will be saved from the abyss to which my adversary wants to push people because he has no love in him but only hatred. But love is stronger than hatred, and love will triumph. Amen.